någonstans i Nordmark.
Greetings, beloved guests.
Greetings.
Hello, Vanna.
Hello, Bea. How are you?
Today? I'm fine. A little bit of a cold, a residual cold since the Christmas holidays, because of course you always get sick when you are on leave.
Yeah, naturally.
But I'm fine now. How are you?
I'm quite all right, actually. I'm a bit surprised I haven't caught a cold yet.
Yes.
I'm checking through Facebook over the years and realizes that I've been nine out of 10 years I've been sick by now. But knock on
this
wood.
Time of year, yeah, it's a classic, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that now, you know, you and I just happily chatting away as we normally do when we
can do that.
This podcast, but I'm thinking maybe we should actually explain to our audience what it is that we're doing and who we are, because I'm thinking that we have been doing this podcast for 3 years now, but many of our listeners today might be new to this since we've actually decided to switch languages for one season.
Exactly, and also the listeners tuning in expecting Swedish. I'm sorry. Just be on hold for this term. It'll be good. It'll be fine. And if you continue listening, there's a brief summary in Swedish at the end of this show. So don't worry. There'll come a brief summary in Swedish.
Yeah, it might be very brief, but there will be a summary.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. Very yes, as we say in Västergötland.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Yes. Excellent. So yeah, I think maybe we should start with an introduction of ourselves then, maybe, and then we can talk a bit about the podcast and how and why it came about. So who are you?
I am Vanna. I'm Duchess Vanna. In SEA, I'm known as Duchess Vanna, first Queen of Drachenwald. I have been in the SEA since forever, since 89, I've been here and there. Well, that's me.
Yeah.
And you, who are you?
I am Countess Beatrix, still sort of getting used to this whole Countess business. I was the Queen a year ago. I stepped up. So, I mean, it's the beginning of January. So I stepped up as Queen then and stepped down at Drachenwald's 30th anniversary. If we want to connect this whole thing to like our history and stuff. And I'm not at all as old as you, if we're talking about SEA years.
In reality, I'm just like 2 years older than you.
But in SEA years, I've been a member in the SEA since 2009. So it's I'm a little newbie still. I do enjoy it. Of course we're here. And we enjoy it. We like the SEA to the point that when, during the pandemic, we realized that we could not go to events, we couldn't see our friends, we couldn't hang out, we could hardly even hang out with each other because we were then, as now, in different cities in Sweden, we decided to start this podcast.
Yes.
For our own entertainment.
Many good things have started with someone's entertainment.
Exactly.
Yes.
But also, of course, because we wanted to do something to make those dull and dreary months and years when we couldn't actually have any events to make them a bit more fun and not as hopeless as they might have felt then. So therefore, we created the podcast Någonstans i Nordmark, which basically means somewhere in Nordmark.
It's a spoof on a wartime song called Någonstans i Sverige. We can say that this season we will be somewhere in Drachenwald.
Exactly. So that will have to be the name of the podcast maybe for this season, but it will probably still be called Någonstans i Nordmark.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to change the whole platform and name and blah,
no,
blah.
No. We can make ourselves heard even if we're still called Någonstans i Nordmark, somewhere in Nordmark.
Yeah.
Because we are somewhere in Nordmark. We're just talking about the bigger picture this season.
Yeah. So we basically want to reach out into our kingdom. And talk about Drachenwald, and talk to Drachenwalders. So one thing that we thought would be nice about doing this season in English was not only for us to speak a bit of English and reach out to you guys, but also to be able to actually have a bunch of new guests in our podcast. We have had a few non-Swedish speakers in the past as well, but we've had very few like full episodes in English. So we figured, why not do like a whole season? So that it will be easier for you guys to keep track of that. Okay, this season I can listen to all the episodes, and then I don't have to bother and try and find the other ones, and one here and one there. But yeah. Now you know that if you are interested in this, there will be a season, 10 episodes hopefully, because that's what we've done so far. They will all be in English, and we will try and get out there and talk to as many people as we can from different parts of Drachenwald. So we're going to try and reach out and see who we can talk to, and about different topics, all different interests that you might have, and also what it's like similarities and differences of maybe playing the SCA in different parts of Drachenwald and also different parts of the world, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to start somewhere in the beginning with ABC and all that, we are members of the Society for Creative Anachronism, and if you don't know about that, I wonder how you found the podcast. But anyway, Reenactment Society for basically medieval plus period. We can say that historic reenactment in a creative environment.
Very creative.
When we talk about Drachenwald, we're talking about the kingdom that is formed out of mostly Europe, because the SEA is split into many, many kingdoms ruled by king and queen, mostly, or kings and queens. We change the royalty every 6 months, more or less.
That is true, and that is mainly because it's a bit of work, and in Drachenwald it's a bit special because it involves quite a lot of travel to flying back and forth between countries. So it takes a bit of time and a bit of money to do it. So it's a good thing to not like exhaust people by having them doing this year after year, but like 6 months is a good time. And sort of breaking it down in smaller parts, we also have within the kingdoms, because there are other kingdoms on different sides of the pond, different areas of the world, we have other kingdoms. And they are in turn broken down into principalities and baronies and all different kinds of little smaller parts, basically, that can also have their own crowns, not kings and queens, of course, because they're not kingdoms. We might go into that in some part, because we will have guests, I think, during this this season that will come from these different parts and can tell us a little bit about where they live and how that works and what type of area it is. So yeah, but as we mentioned, you and I, we are in Nordmark or Nordmark. Which is Sweden, and it's a principality in the kingdom of Drachenwald. So we do have our own prince and princess of Nordmark that rules the entire country, the land,
for 9 months in a time.
Exactly. So that's basically the layout. But you were talking about with the historical periods that we sort of do, Vanna, the medieval plus thing. Like, do you have any other examples of like time periods that is done? So we do medieval, which in itself is a long
period. When I joined the SEA, it was most common known that we did 600 to 1600 AD. But nowadays it is generally said that 1600 is a stop date, and you could almost do anything up front of that. The Baron at home says he's going to do caveman at one point. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to caveman. But yeah. I haven't seen
it. I'm pretty keen on like Bronze Age stuff.
Yeah.
We have some cool Bronze Age Scandinavian. Oh, yeah. So that could be a thing. I think we've seen like an a bit of an uplift in sort of Roman period, Roman and Greek in the past
I've studied, I mean,
years.
I've studied Egyptology at the university for a while, so I'm thinking about, maybe do something like that.
Yeah, why not? Why not? That could be pretty cool. So yeah, so that's one of the things that we do like about the SEA. And if you're new to, if you just stumbled on this episode on this podcast, and hearing about the SEA for the first time, or maybe you just Googled SEA and like wanted to find out more, that's one of the good things about the society is that it's like we do a lot of like researchy stuff and can be quite serious about things, but there is also very much there is a flexibility to it. Like no one is required to have like perfect garb at their first event or any event that they ever go to. It's very much like
You're
make
welcome as you are.
it that. Come as you are, and we like to meet new people and hang out basically. So if you have an interest for history and then you're welcome. Find a group near where you are. So that's it.
And the thing with Drachenwald is that I mean, it's so big. It's most of the other kingdoms are just like an area in the States mostly, except for Lockhart, which is Australia and all that. So I mean, Australia have a bit the same
And
problem.
New Zealand, right?
And New Zealand, yeah.
Which is so even bigger.
But the thing with Drachenwald is that for the first, it's the place where most of the period stuff that people work with in other parts of the SEA come from. I mean, we have very much medieval history around us. many so the rural societies have well, the medieval fairs and do a lot of historic things. And also, it's very diverse. I mean, we live in Sweden, in Nordmark. Our neighbors, the Finns, speak a different language, all a completely different language, not even s remotely similar to Swedish. And but they learn Swedish in school. We both learn English as a second language in school. That's why we I mean, we're not perfect by any means, but at least we can make ourselves
I mean,
understood.
you understand what it is that we're trying to communicate, so
Yeah.
that's the
If
level of
not,
English that we
please
speak.
tell us, or just or don't just no, don't
Just don't listen to the
just
podcast. Don't
live with
understand.
it. Yeah.
So.
And when you come further south, we have Denmark and Germany and the Netherlands and Austria and France. I mean, it's so diverse, and you need a passport to travel, and you need to know languages, which is we're kind of most of us speak English, so we can make ourselves understood. But we all have a second language or first language somewhere that we also speak. So many things, many official things in Drachenwald is presented in many languages.
Yeah,
And
I've
Britain.
been to courts where there has been three languages, like more or less simultaneously. It's been it can be interesting. I mean, if you're at a royal court where you have the king and queen, but there is also crowned heads from the area where you might be. You might have a royal court in English, and then you have local courts in other languages, and there might be more than one. So that's always it's always an interesting thing, and it's interesting to sit there and be like, okay, so I understand half of this. Now they said this in a language I can understand, and then someone starts speaking, and you sort of know that it's basically the same thing that we're talking about again. But I don't get this. I just cannot understand this language. And it's pretty cool. It
It is. It's
adds
so
to it.
cool.
And then sometimes someone also starts speaking a bit of like ancient Norse or something, if they can do that, and reads a scroll in that or whatever. So that also
Just
sometimes,
because it's cool.
or
It's
Latin, it happens as
Latin.
well. So it's a thing, and it's nice. So So that's one of the, I think, the good things about Drachenwald, that we're sort of, well, you're not forced to get around and travel. You can basically stay in your own region and go to events in your home turf, but there is also a great opportunity to move around and go to other countries and other areas and see how they play, and like what are the, as I mentioned earlier, what are the differences and similarities in how we play and how we do SEA. And that's always, it's always interesting, and it's a great experience to do that.
Oh yes, it is.
So
And you might wonder, if you're sitting over in the States and listening to this, I mean, well, how did the SEA end up in Europe? I mean, the SEA started in 66 in Berkeley, California. That's basically so far away from here. But the key to this success is the armed forces, actually. All the NATO bases in Germany had people coming over that were actually members, that brought the society with them. So in Germany, the society was kind of well established in the late 70s. And in Sweden, there was a group of people who read about the society in RuneQuest, I think, the role playing game. And they wrote to the society in California saying, "Hey, can we join? This sounds fun." Nordmark is one of the few places that hasn't been, started by the military or Americans at all.
No, just by some geek who
Some
found
geeks, yeah.
information, and felt like, I need to write an actual letter to these people in the US and ask if we can join. I think that's fantastic. And it's like, I mean, the determination of that, doing that before the internet's, like, you couldn't really find the information. You couldn't just drop an email to someone. You really had to, like, find a physical address and send an actual
Write
letter.
a letter.
And I've heard the stories about, like, all the complications of, like, paying your membership fee back in the day before internet
Don't talk
came.
about it. I mean, it was awful. You had to know someone who actually had a credit card, and
Which we
give the
didn't
money to
really in
them, and
Sweden at
then
the time.
oh yeah.
It's so much fun. Like, it's, yeah, it's interesting. It's definitely a story worth told, like how it started in Europe. So I'm thinking we're gonna take a short break, I think. And have
Maybe.
some words from our, I like to say our sponsors, but they aren't actually, but from
They
our
sponsor us by just being there
by
for
just
us.
existing. That is fantastic. So we'll take a really, really short break and be back very soon. Bye bye.
Bye.
Jag heter Agnes Odygd och jag lyssnar på Någonstans i Nordmark.
Well, that
Okay.
was one of our listeners, right?
Telling us about how fabulous this podcast is, which is a great thing. We're very
It is
grateful.
truth. It is just
It is the
truth.
truth. I know. I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you will be a happy person.
And I mean, this happy listener can be you if you want to be a part of it. Because we have our platform is Spotify for podcasters, and at that platform you can go in and find us and then record a voicemail for us.
So you could easily just go log in there, and I mean, if you do speak Swedish, you can do the whole thing in Swedish and just say that jag lyssnar på, hej, jag heter, jag lyssnar på podden Någonstans i Nordmark. But if you don't speak Swedish, you can just do it in English and say, hey, my name is blah blah, and I listen to the pod Någonstans i Nordmark, or somewhere in Drachenwald, or somewhere in Nordmark, or whatever you like. Like, you can basically say anything. But if it really doesn't fit with our goals of this podcast, we will probably not put you on it. But, like, you can try us if you want.
We're kind of open-minded. It's okay.
We're fairly open-minded, yes. So, I mean, if you want to leave us that any type of voice message, you just do that. But you can also, like, if you feel that you want to have a bit more space in this podcast, then just saying that. You can also contact us if you want to be part of an episode and talk about something that you are that matters a lot to you in this society. And that could be like any type of crafts. It can be fighting, fencing, archery, thrown weapons.
Or just what you do in the SEA. I mean,
exactly.
If you think that disable access is something you burn for, just talk about that. Or cooking, or commuting to events.
Or which is your favorite event and why?
Yeah.
And why you love camping or why you hate camping or, you know, anything.
Or just tell about the your favorite medieval movie that brought you to the SEA.
Yep, that could be a thing. And I mean, so if you want, you can do that. But if you also don't want to be on the podcast at all because you hate talking to people or you hate hearing your own voice or whatever, you can, but you feel that you know
you don't have to listen to yourself.
No, you don't have to. We never do. So,
no.
But anyway, but it could be any reason that makes that you feel that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a great idea, but I really don't want to be on the podcast. But you do have someone that you feel that this person would be excellent. And I would love to hear this person talk about whatever their passion is in the society. You can also drop a hint and we can ask them. So we have this Gmail address, which is nagonstansinordmark@gmail.com. And we will write that down so that you have it when we post about this episode here and there, mostly Facebook. And then you can see our email address and also the Spotify for Podcasters page where you can go in and record a voicemail. We do also have a Facebook page for the pod. And we have the messenger, of course. So you can
access us there. Yes.
Yeah. So there are several ways to get in touch with us. But we do, since we're now trying this new concept of doing this in English and for all of Drachenwald, with all of Drachenwald, we really do need your help to get ideas on like what we should talk about in these 10 episodes, or actually 9, because we have this one that we went just us talking. So we have 9 episodes to fill with actual real guests that actually talk about important stuff. But like we really would love to hear from you what you'd like to hear, who you would like to listen to. So please drop us a line and help us with this, to fill this this season of this podcast with some awesome content.
This is supposed to be a semi what type of modern way to map out what the SEA is in first of all Nordmark, but then this season Drachenwald. What do we do? I mean, we have several people who actually found the SEA through this podcast in Swedish. And I mean that's so cool.
It is awesome.
That is a seal of approval, definitely. And we both love our society. I mean, it's crazy. It's bizarre. Has its dark patches here and there, but most of all, it's just a happy. Happy-go-lucky bunch of idiots that I enjoy hanging out with.
Yep,
that is what it is. I mean, I've done the SEA for, I mean, most of my grown-up life.
I think
I was 16. I mean, it's just.
And I think that it's kind of interesting because we have had a bunch of guests through these 6 seasons that we have, the 60 episodes that we have done so far. We have talked to a lot of people around in this society. And I think what it sort of comes down to, even though we've talked about like different things that they love about the society, the different special interests that they have and the things that they do, it always comes back to the fact that we love the society. We love the people in the society. So like the main thing, even though it's like, oh yeah, I do love cheese, weaving, fighting, hot tubs, whatever. It's still the company in which you do these activities. Like
Yes.
you even if you love cheese, it's like you can sit there on your own and eat cheese and it will be very enjoyable. But to
I do
do
that
that,
now, actually.
I mean, but you're not alone because I'm here, even though
Okay,
I
that's
mean, but we're actually talking to each other. So technically you're not alone.
A
So I
cat is
also
here
know that there's
somewhere
a
as well.
cat and a man around there somewhere.
There's
So
somewhere.
yeah, exactly. So but what I'm trying to get to is that it's always better when you have your best friends around. And that's what most people actually comes back to when they're talking about the SEA, that it's like, yeah, I just do this thing. I hang out with my best buddies, but I do it in different clothes in a different time period, and I do this period cooking or whatever, but I just do it. I actually just hang out with my friends.
Many come for the reenactment and stay for the people.
Yes, that's definitely the way it is. So yeah, and that's a lovely thing about the SEA.
Oh yes.
I think that it's that you can do that.
It's had such an impact on my life. I mean, I have my
Because you were a
spouse.
mere baby when you joined.
My God, I was just starting high school. I was like,
Yeah.
meh. And was first Queen of Drachma when I was 20. After that, I met my hubby. Oh, well,
Here you go.
it's what I've done. I mean, not 100% all the time, because I think that's crazy. But a good society you can come and go to a bit like this. Do this for a while, go down to 40%, go up to 60, go up to 100, like you last year when we were queen, and then go down to 30, 40 again.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing. And it's like that is exactly like the situation that you have with really good friends, that you can take a break of like 1, 3, 5, 10 years. But when you come back and you sit down with that friend again, and it's just like you saw each other a week ago. It's like, I mean, of course you have some catching up to do, but it's still like it's not awkward. It's not like it doesn't feel weird in any way. And that is definitely the SEA. And just as you say, it varies throughout your life. We all have different things that's going on in the other parts of our lives, which means that maybe we can't do this at the same level,
No.
like a constant level, but it's always there for us.
Yeah, I hope that many more people have that same experience of the society. I know that you can get burnt, absolutely, but that you can do that in any club.
Yeah.
So
In
I
any
mean,
hobby, in any job,
yeah.
and yeah. True, true. But
No.
we're trying not to.
Yeah.
Doing things that are fun and talking about things that are fun. We're a bit like we're a bit like the society in itself, that we don't want to do the dark parts of the medieval times. Like we don't really want to reenact the plague and
We
all the
reenacted
religious
the
wars.
plague 2020 to 2022. We don't need to reenact any more plagues.
No, we just skip that. And I think that's a little bit how this podcast works as well, that we actually try and pick up on the enjoyable things. Like, yeah, that the things that we do love, and the things that we do want to do more of, and just to highlight awesome people and awesome things that are happening around
So
us.
if you know some awesome people, just tell us about them.
And ask
Because
either.
this is your podcast more than
Yes.
ours. We just the voices of it.
Yeah. And I
It's
mean,
our
if you
dear
don't, if.
audience who is the leading persons.
And if we don't get any good suggestions from you guys, you might end up with a whole season of just the two of us talking.
Yeah.
And I mean,
We
that
have
can be
wine.
okay.
It'll be fine.
I mean, I'm good with that. But also, I think that it would actually be more interesting content if we do get some guests to come and join us. So yeah, so please do
You might be
contact
right.
us. But I'm thinking that the last few minutes of the podcast here, before you get that fantastic summary in Swedish, Vanna, do you have anything planned for the spring?
For the spring,
Events and stuff. Or projects.
yeah, in real life, when I'm not Duchess Vanna of Drachenwald, or sorry, I'm sorry, Mistress Vanna, Duchess Drachenwald. I said that is so cool. Oh, sorry. In real life, I'm a high school teacher, gymnasielärare, in Swedish language and literature and in comparative religion, because you study that in Swedish, in Sweden. So I'm working with my students at the agricultural high school in Skara. And at the moment, I'm actually doing one of the roles in a musical
Woohoo!
in Lidköping. It's fun. Talking about the society then, or the reenactment stuff, I'm going to an event called an irregular event in March, Bread and Butter and Friends, up in Dalsland. Sounded really, really fun. And I'm actually joined by the Baron, my hubby.
Nice.
He's not out and about as much as he used to, but sometimes I manage to drag him along to an event or two.
And it's always very enjoyable.
Yeah, and then see if I can go to St. Egon, perhaps, or at least I will come to Double Wars in Attermark in May.
In May, yes.
Yes, and that's the I think the biggest event in Drachenwald, right? Still,
Well,
isn't
yep. I think it is.
it? And you, yeah. What do you do in normal life
In
first?
normal life, I've fairly recently changed my line of work, actually. I went back to uni and got a second degree a few years ago. So I am now a research librarian. Working at the Library of Uppsala University, mainly with like researcher support, research data management, and stuff like that. So basically, trying to foster our researchers in how to handle their data in a safe way, but also a good way in making it available to other researchers to make to make research better, simply. So that's what I do. So I sort of commute-ish between Stockholm and Uppsala, and when I'm in Uppsala, I live in your flat that where you don't live at the moment. So we have a bit of an arrangement there. So that's what I do. I'm not in any musicals at the moment, like you, but I am active in a few other societies where I sort of sort of more connected to my work, where I'm like on the board and stuff. So I do a lot of Zoom meetings, daytime and nighttime or evening time, basically. It's kind of my life right now.
You should have bought stocks in Zoom before the pandemic. I mean, that's what it would be made. Everyone, I think.
Yeah, I think that would be good, but it's a good thing. I do like my job. It's much fun. And when I don't work, I mean, again, going back to the society, I actually have plans for an event before the irregular one. So I'm going to the Gyllengran fencing camp in slightly further north in Sweden. Than what we are now. So it's in Sundsvall, Gyllengran in Sweden, their fencing camp in February. And then I have plans for the irregular event as well. It's a bit of a drive, but I think it'll be doable, hopefully, depending on work schedules and stuff. So we'll see about that. And then there are some other things going on also. There's like a kickoff weekend for the Double Wars planning because I'm part of the autocrat team for Double Wars. So there might be a trip down south in Sweden also in March or February or whenever, February maybe, to do to start getting that planning on board as well. And then, of course, I'm going to Double Wars since I'm an autocrat. Because if I don't go, then you won't get any brunch. So
we might need a special episode about Double Wars, I guess.
We might do that actually. That would be
it's,
pretty cool.
It's a cool thing. If you're somewhere else in the world and listening to this and thinking about going to Drachenvoll, there's a lot of big events you can go to, but the biggest one is, I think, still the Double Wars.
Yep. It is, and it's one of the ones that a lot of people do recommend. Like, if you want to visit one event in Drachenwald, go to Double Wars, because it's a week long or a bit more, like 9 days, in May, and it's a mixed camping and indoor sleeping. So you can get, you can book a bed if you don't want to camp, or you can bring all your stuff and
yes, camp.
An amazing medieval camp, but there's also an area set aside for mundane, for like regular tents if you don't want to or don't have
caravans.
People.
Yeah.
So there are lots of options there, and usually, it's usually lovely. This year, it's fairly early because it always moves, in the calendar, to match in with the, and what's the holiday called in English? This is your area. Ascension Day.
Ascension Day, yes.
Ascension Day. So it moves in the calendar, so it's always...
Kristi flygare in Swedish.
Oh, exact. So it's always that week. And
yeah.
This year it's going to be like the first week of May, which means that it might
and
be...
We're going to freeze our butts off, yes.
Yes, okay, yes, we'll freeze our butts off. But it'll
That's
be great
why I'm
anyway.
Happy I'm sleeping indoors.
Yes, yeah. But also bring wool, like all your wool, and you'll be fine. I think.
Yeah, proper shoes and wool.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And hopefully it won't rain.
No.
And then we'll be good.
Mm.
So it's a pretty cool event.
It is.
But we'll do an episode on that basically. So we don't have to talk about everything good about Double Wars right now. But yeah. No, I think that's sort of the spring plan for me. I don't think that there will be any other event going, maybe.
And then in the summer, you always go to Visby at the Medieval Week. Also a fairly big event, but that's not just the SCA, it's just it's a week in Visby in Gotland. A city that's been more or less unchanged since medieval times. They've had a medieval week since the mid 80s, I think.
Yeah. I think 84.
Could be three or
one,
four.
I think. And the first Assyrians went in 85, I think, to
83 must have been. But they celebrated this year, wasn't it? 40 years.
Was it the 40th? Medieval week. Didn't they skip the plague year?
Could be.
Never mind.
Oh well, anyway.
Something like that. So yeah, it's a cool event. But it's as you say, it's not just the SEA. It's basically it's a huge Ren fair in an entire city for a week. Sort of.
It's like one of the cities that still have their city wall. It's like Carcassonne. Visby and Carcassonne and Tallinn, then?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe a bit at least.
Have their the city walls more or less intact.
So it's very cool.
It's pretty cool. But before that, there will be the Midsummer Coronation event, which will also be in Gyllengran this
year.
Yeah,
nice.
So it will be in northern-ish mid Sweden actually.
That'll be fun.
So that's something I have in my calendar as well.
And then you can't miss Cudgel in Arnhem
nope.
as well.
True. Okay. And Strawberry Raid.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you hear this.
Now we're getting
list
started.
Is...
I mean, there are so many events you need to go to.
Nibelungen.
Like, I mean, of course, there will be the Spring Crown tournament as well.
Yeah.
Can't miss that. So yeah. So many events.
As you can hear, Drachenwald is like every other kingdom in the known world. It's but a bit more. A bit
Yeah,
more, a
just a
bit
bit more.
better,
Yeah.
a bit cooler.
A bit more spread out.
Yeah, God, yes. Oh.
But a good place, good place.
Yeah.
So basically, I think we're gonna wrap this up now. And you will be hearing the brief summary in Swedish for those of you who are just enjoy listening to Swedish or who actually wants it for any reason. So you will be
And
getting that.
but we can say that this is especially for Michal and Mathilde,
Yeah.
who's trying to learn Swedish and was a bit disappointed at us not having the our podcast in Swedish any longer, or just for this term. So this is for you.
Yeah, this is for you. To Michal and to Mathilde. We're sorry we're doing this in English, but there is a Swedish summary just for you guys, okay? With that, we are going to end this episode. But please contact us, help us to find cool guests for the coming 9 episodes. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Okay.
Ha det så bra.
Take
See
care. Ha det
you.
bra. Bye bye.
Hej,
Hej, jag heter Michal Braddock från Insliderkones. Jag lyssnar på Någonstans i Nordmark varje avsnitt. Du borde också lyssna på det.
Kort sammanfattning på svenska. I veckans avsnitt talade Bea och Vanna engelska, för de tror att det kan ge dem mer publik i Drachenwald och resten av den kända världen. Till er som känner er upprörda av detta, oroa er inte. Det är samma sak som vanligt, fast på klassisk skolengelska. Det blir en säsong innan allt går tillbaka till det normala. Sen får vi se. Det kanske händer igen. Hur som helst, i det här avsnittet snackade det mest strunt och kontemplerade över vad det ska fylla den här säsongen med för teman och gäster. Veckans avsnitt innehöll dessutom relativt lite rödvin och ost. Om 2 veckor är Bea och Vanna tillbaka igen för mer snack på engelska.